Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jesse Dowd. I'm the chair of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is December the 16th, 2019. It's the last meeting of the year. And I'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday. And I'll give my colleagues a chance to say anything if they would like. Anybody like to give any sentiments?
Say one.
Would you like to?
You have to say something.
You don't have to, but I'm giving you the opportunity.
Well, I want to say something.
Right ahead.
Now, how can I express this? It has really been an eye-opener or a challenge to ride to the occasion whenever I did not feel like doing it. It's because the people that voted for me wanted me to be the turn between the high tides and them. And I hope that I have been able to do that, to let everyone in Duplin County know that when I took the oath of office, not for, my husband always say, accolades, but for what I had to offer to my county. And believe me, I've done a lot of praying since I became the county. But there is no place like home that you can come to, and you are welcome. And thank you all, everyone, for a good year, and hope we have a better year. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Okay, everybody have a holiday. Mr. Fisher, would you please give us the invocation?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for, as we come to a close of another day, we just thank you for the day that you've given each of us, for the opportunity we've had to serve you in some way and manner, perhaps by serving others, but Lord, we know when we do unto others, we are serving you. And Father, we thank you that your word reminds us that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies are the work of your hand. So tonight, Lord, as we came into this place with perhaps just a little bit before, we saw a beautiful sunset. So help us to always be mindful that you're the one that brings the sun up in the morning and the one that sets it in the evening. And so we're thankful for this day. Thankful for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Duplin County. We pray, dear Lord, that you would bless the commissioners tonight as they deliberate and make decisions upon the agenda items. Thank you for those of us, their staff, that are able to work here in this great county. Thank you for the many blessings, especially that of Christmas. We're reminded of the fact that unto us was born a Savior, that would come unto us, Lord, that we may come unto him. So, Lord, forgive us of our shortcomings and help us all to just strive to look forward to a blessed new year. Thank you for everything that you've allowed us to do this year, and we just pray your blessings upon this evening. Again, I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we have a consent of the agenda. Does anybody have anything to add?
I do not.
I do not.
I do not.
Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, the Emergency Medical Services was just awarded another $70,000. So I would like to request to add the revised grantee acknowledgement and agreement form from the Golden Leaf Foundation for the acceptance of an additional $70,000 to be put towards the construction of a new EMS station in Chinquapin. That was a revised grantee acknowledgement and agreement form from Golden Leaf, and I'd like to put that on the consent agenda. But if you would like it on the regular agenda, Mr. McMahon is here to answer any questions you may have. Also, I'd like to request that you add Ms. Angel Venecia, who's the director of our Public Transportation Department, to request that the board accept state grant funds. That will be on the regular agenda because she'd like to explain this item to you in detail.
Okay, we'll just add it to the consent agenda.
Consent agenda, okay.
Can I get a motion, please?
Somewhere.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to approve this consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. What'd you say?
I said aye.
Okay, do we have anybody for the public comments?
Mr. Chairman, we have one individual who signed up, Mr. Reverend A.J. Connors, Mayor of Warsaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we have public comments, and the only person that signed up is Mr. Connors. Would you please come up? Mayor A.J. Connors.
Good evening. We have, Town of Warsaw is pulling together a meet and greet social event January 30th, 2020 at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Warsaw Recreation Center, which is at 309 Memorial Drive. We please ask for RSVP to manager of Town Warsaw to let him know if you can come or not. The citizens of Warsaw, reason four is because so many individuals in our communities and in our townships have no idea who their political leaders really are. It's not a night of campaigning. It's not a night of browbeating. It is a night just to ask you to come. Our local elected officials, town staff, are cordially invited to attend this informal yet important gathering. There will be no set agenda, only an opportunity to speak one-on-one with each other. We look forward to seeing you in Warsaw, and brought to you by the Warsaw Mayor and the Board of Commissioners. Light refreshments will be served, and we ask you to please let the town manager know. There, again, the reality is that so many people do not know. When I was elected as mayor, many of them expressed they did not know what the former mayor even looked like. So in the vestibule at our town hall, the mayor's picture is in the hallway so they can see. But we thought it would be good that they would get to see or talk one-on-one with the commissioners, as well as the sheriff and others, and public work supervisors, and all of those individuals will be there as well as the office staff, just to say hello, talk, and meet and greet. It's just a social gathering. And again, there's no bra beating there that night. There's no real political campaigning. We are asking our House representative, as well as our state senator, and even a letter is being sent to the governor. We have no idea whether he will be there or not. But the reality is, that's what it's about.
And what is the time?
The time will be from 4 to 6 p.m. It's on a Thursday night. And it's at the Recreation Center in Warsaw. And other than that, and the Chamber of Commerce and those individuals of that nature, so that individuals in the town can get to know or get to see who actually are running things. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will leave a copy with your county manager. I hope I forgot what your title is.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are there any other citizens that request to make public comments at this time? If not, the public comment session is over with. First up is Ms. Melissa Kennedy. Come up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have two things tonight. The first one, I need to request another public hearing for Ms. Abigail Borja. She has put out all her paperwork to name a lane. And I'd like to set it for the January 20th meeting of next year.
Second. Yeah, I've got a motion and a second for a public hearing to be set. What was her name, ma'am? Abigail.
Abigail Borja.
Abigail Borja on January 20th, 2020. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The motion carries.
Okay, and the last is to hold the public hearing for Edwin Cruz to name a lane off of Blue Newkirk Road, and he has chosen the name Edwin Cruz Lane.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to name the private lane at 190 Blue Newkirk Road, Magnolia Township, for Edwin Cruz Lane in accordance with the Duke County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I may, this is, you have to have a public hearing.
You have a public hearing, but will you have some sort of on the computers or something to show us exactly where this?
It's hard for us to do that. That's why I put the map or a printout in your packs that goes to you on Fridays, because we've not actually, we have to go out and GPS and measure off. That's why I can't show you anything, because we don't have it created yet.
Okay. At this time, I hold a public hearing for the naming of the road in accordance with the addressing and road naming orders. Does anybody have any discussion? Okay, it's time the public hearing is closed. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to name a private lane at 190 Blue Newkirk Road, Magnolia, NC, for Edwin Cruz Lane in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Pamela Brain.
Good evening. So in your packet, we have proposed to update 6 personnel policies. Most of them are in reference with the Munis conversion that's coming up as of December 20th, January 1st, addressing some of that language. And then there were a couple while we were doing it, we updated some policies based on employee behavior, addressing some issues. Would you like me to go over each of these changes, or did you read them in the policies? I mean, in the packet, what would you like me to do?
I've read them.
Okay. I move we accept them.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to update it and modify the Section 5, Section Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, Section 6, Political Activity Restricted, Section 7, Travel, Section 14, Overtime Pay and Compensatory Time, Section 19, Time Records, and Section 20, Pay of the Duplin County Personnel Policy. Are those?
Yes, sir. Those are all it.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. George Future, please come up.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Board. Tonight I have 2 items on your agenda. The first item is the request to advertise and accept bids for the new hangar complex portion of our industrial airpark construction project. Just reminding you that it's 100% state-funded project, and we are ready now to advertise. The plans and specs have been developed, and we're hoping to accept bids.
Second.
On January 21st.
Okay. I've got a motion and a second to allow Mr. George Fuser, Assistant County Manager, Airport Director, to advertise and accept bids for the hangar complex portion of the industrial airport construction project at the Duplin County Airport. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, sir. The next item I have is, as chairman of the Duplin County JCPC, the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council, it is with pleasure that we bring to you an opportunity that we have been provided by the state of North Carolina. And Reverend Connors is on that council as well, and so is Jamie on the council. I think that's it for in here. Well, Mr. Dow, yeah, Mr. Dow's on there too. I'm sorry. And so you're familiar with it. Then we have been given $28,595 additional dollars in funding to effective January 1 through June 30th, effective the rest of this fiscal year. And so this allows us to augment the budget of one existing provider and also establish a new provider that will, from the town of, Warsaw. So we're excited about that. This will be a DNA structured day program is the one that is the new provider. And then our restitution community service team court will be, their budget will be augmented. And so it does bring additional, again, $28,595. We do have to have this approved tonight and get it budgeted. And so would request your approval of these funds as laid out in the funding plan that was included in your package, and authorize the finance officer to budget the additional funding.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion second to approve the updated Juvenile Crime Prevention Council funding plan for the county and allow the chairman to sign and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Sheriff Blake Wallace, please come up.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Appreciate the opportunity to come for you tonight. I think you're all aware for some time we've been working with our county manager, our county finance officer, and human resources director on a plan to improve the pay, not only for our starting deputies, but all the folks in the sheriff's office, to make us a little more competitive and try to eliminate the turnover that we're having, the folks leaving and going to surrounding counties and other agencies. The plan we have that we've presented to you tonight, while not perfect, it goes a long way to improve the situation that we've had. And I'm here tonight to ask your permission to implement that plan using lapsed salary money that we currently have. This would be no additional funds would be needed.
So moved.
Okay. Appreciate that, Sheriff. I've got a motion to and a second to approve the pay plan presented by Sheriff Wallace to be funded with lapped salary funds within the Sheriff's Office current fiscal year's budget. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Sir, thank you, sir. Have a good, happy holiday. All right, Mr. Brinson.
Oh, could I have an opportunity before we move on about the issue with the that we just passed? Could I have to say something? I know it's been passed. I'm not negative. I'm just saying it is about time that something be done about the situation and where we have to put young men and women, because the money we spend passing them off to other people to pay, that money can stay here in Duplin County and benefit the people here.
Thank you again, and I'd like to give a big thank you for the county manager, the county finance officer, and our human resources director who helped in this process.
Yes.
Thank you to assist you, sir. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
We still need to do the Angel Valencia.
I thought Mr. Dow had added it to the consent agenda, but Angel would be glad to come up and explain the funding to you if you'd like.
I was not aware of that. I thought the other matter was on the consent agenda.
You did add it.
She could do it, yes, sir.
Okay. Keep on it.
Come on up, Angel. We'll deal with that.
While she's coming up, if I keep interrupting, I still have a ringing in my ear from the whatever happened to me for Thanksgiving, and it's sometimes it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to know exactly what's going on, and I don't want to say yes to something, and later on somebody try to accost me outside.
All right, we'll go ahead with our business. Mr. Angel, please, we'll add you, and you can explain what you need.
Sure.
From the board, please.
So this is just the same grant that we get every year for our administrative cost. It's basically just you guys agreeing to accept that money. It's only a 10% county match, and again, it pays for all of our administrative costs, or most of our administrative costs for our agency. The 10% match is covered by our fares and such. There's no county money involved with the match.
You need a budget amendment with that?
No. It's already been budgeted.
It's already budgeted.
So moved. Second.
Okay. I've got a motion and a second to accept the state grant funds for the Department of Transportation with the 10% match, and authorize the chairman to sign.
Thank you.
Okay. Those, any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Good night.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I do not have any announcements tonight, but we do need to have a closed session for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3.
So moved. Second.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second to go out of open session and a closed session. Those in favor say aye.
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 That carries.
George.
Can I get a motion, please, for...
I move we adjourn to January 6th.
Second.
Okay, those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We'll be adjourned until January the 6th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Everybody have a happy holiday.
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
Enjoy your families.
And they told us that they...